The Recorded Adventures of Ace Williams. Commissioner of Police at Marseilles was unable to furnish Ace Williams with definite information concerning the headquarters of the Tunis Terror. However, he arranged with a seaplane pilot, Lieutenant Demney, to fly Ace and Dick to Valencia, where they can interview Don Carlos Domingo, who is reputed to know more about the Terror than any other man in Europe. We find them now flying high over the Mediterranean Sea on a southwesterly course towards the coast of Spain.
Here are the binoculars, Dick. Perhaps you'd like to take one last look at that speedboat.
Oh, thanks, Ace. Boy, we're leaving it far behind. I can hardly see it.
How fast are we flying, Lieutenant?
125 miles an hour. You will be in Valencia long before sunset.
How fast was that speedboat going, Lieutenant?
I should judge about 45 miles an hour. It is the fastest boat on the Mediterranean.
Have you seen it before?
Just a few times, Monsieur Williams. It has docked at Marseilles on several occasions. And once I saw it in the harbor at the island of Malta.
What does the purple flag stand for?
That I cannot say. Nobody seems to know.
It's following our course. Maybe it's going to Valencia, too.
Perhaps you can make inquiries along the waterfront.
Oh, it's of no particular importance. Our liner almost rammed as we passed through Gibraltar.
Oh, we dropped.
Just a few feet, Dick. That's nothing.
What was it? The whole plane seemed to tremble.
Ah, don't be alarmed, my young friend. That was an air bump.
An air bump?
We have bumps up in the air, just like the water has waves. We hit another one.
That one seemed to slow up the motor.
I don't like them.
Air bumps are not serious, Dick. They are caused by the hot wind blowing over from the Sahara Desert.
Sahara Desert? Say, where are we?
We're only 200 miles from the north coast of Africa. When the hot winds blow across the Mediterranean and begin to mix with the cool air over here, we have air bumps.
Oh, boy, there's another one.
Don't get excited, Dick. The air in an air pocket's just too thin to support the weight of the seaplane, so it drops down a few feet to heavier air, that's all.
Just a few feet? It feels like the plane will drop right out from under me.
Can't, Dick. You're in the cabin.
Perhaps I can afford my young friend with a bit of distraction. Look through the binoculars, far over to the right.
I can't see anything. Oh, yes, I do. It's an island.
A mighty large island, too. It is Europe.
Doesn't look like Europe to me. It's only a speck sticking out of the sea.
That speck is the top of the Pyrenees Mountains. The foothills are hidden behind the horizon of water.
Oh, we skipped again.
That was a deep one, too.
Don't be frightened, my young friend. Air pockets are like lightning. The damage is over before you know it.
Well, there's a happy thought for you, Dick.
You don't have to cheer me up, Ace. But how far away are those mountains?
About 60 miles.
You think you could swim that far, Dick?
Mm-hmm. Low bridge. Duck your head.
Well, you shaken up?
I wish we were closer to shore.
Oh, forget it, Dick. Say, you ever hear that song about the rocky road to Dublin? I'll sing it for you.
Ace, there's something wrong. The last two times we dropped, Lieutenant Demnay did something to the control board. We're having engine trouble.
Oh, nonsense, Dick. Everything's all right, isn't it, Lieutenant?
At the moment, Monsieur Williams, it is just a little carbon in the exhaust line. This sputtering will blow it out.
There you are, Dick. You see, there's nothing to worry about.
I see we're a lot closer to the water than we were a few minutes ago.
Well, Lieutenant Demnay is doing that purposely, getting down to heavier air.
Ooh, that's the deepest pocket yet. Ace, I'm scared.
Just keep cool, my friend.
You're having trouble. I can tell by the way you're watching the control bar.
Oh, that's no way to talk, Dick. Of course, if you'd feel better if I sat up alongside Lieutenant Demnay and gave him a hand on the oil pump or something, why, all right.
Oh, a fine suggestion, Monsieur Williams.
Oh. Well, I caused that one myself by moving around.
You didn't cause the other dips.
Now, don't you argue with an old pelican like me. Oh, hey, look out the window there with the binoculars. Maybe you can spot a goat on top of the Pyrenees.
Just a little top over the gas line. The motor doesn't seem to be getting enough fuel.
Yes, that's what I thought. Where's the reserve gas pump?
That first one, right next to your knee.
I can't even see the mountains anymore. And I know why, too.
I'll bet you have your eyes shut.
No, I haven't. It's because we're not up as high as we were when I looked before.
Hey, stop me. Stop on that one, Lieutenant.
Tell him to change our course.
Hey, what are you fellas whispering about?
Oh, Lieutenant Demnay is giving me a tip on a horse, that's all.
Don't bother them with you.
I heard you, Lieutenant Demnay.
It's the fuel line, all right. The engine is almost dry.
It's supposed to be clogged up. The reserve gas can't get through either.
If you can handle the controls, Monsieur Williams, I'll climb up there on the wing and tap the fuel line with a wrench.
Oh, I can't fly a kite, let alone a seaplane. Point out the gas line to me, Lieutenant. I'll climb out there myself.
I'll do it, Ace. I'm not afraid anymore.
You stay right where you are, Dick. Where's that wrench, Lieutenant?
Right at your feet. Can you find it?
Yeah, let's see. I've got it. Can I reach the wing from this cabin door?
No. You'll have to go through that window.
But the window next to the wing doesn't open.
Well, then I'll break it. There we are.
Hurry, Monsieur Williams. We're losing altitude rapidly.
You can't get through that small hole, Ace. You better let me do it.
The boy is right, Monsieur Williams.
Lieutenant, I won't let Dick go out there on that wing. Can't you land this plane on the water?
No. It would be very dangerous, Monsieur Williams. Look at those waves down below.
Give me the wrench, Ace. I can climb like a monkey.
Quickly, Monsieur Williams. The motor is choking.
All right, Dick. All right. Come on, here. I'll help lift you through this window. All right, now. Careful.
I'm all right now. I got a hold of the guy wire.
Here's the wrench, Dick. Don't stand up. Crawl along the wing.
Oh, we were fools to keep a toast from the lad. He has more courage than both of us put together.
Watch yourself, Dick.
Oh, it is too late. Call him back. The motor is dead.
Dick, come back here.
But, Ace, I never...
Do as I say, Dick.
Tell him to hurry. Tell him to hurry. The noise is tipping forward.
Reach out your hand to me, Dick. Come on now. Here.
I'm all right,
Ace. Get inside quickly. We're dropping every second.
All right. Oh, he's in.
I wasn't afraid, Ace. Why did you call me back?
The engine's dead. We're gliding down to the water.
We're going into a nosedive. Hold on tight.
Grab the seat, Dick.
I may be able to straighten out before we hit the wave. Look out.
Oh, my wind.
Are you hurt, Matt?
No, all right. But look at Ace. He's
breathing.
But look at his head.
It's a nasty gash. I'll take care of him. Get out those life preservers. They're under the seat.
Oh, here's the first one. Put it on Ace.
I will. Put on a preserver yourself. The plane is listing badly. One of the pontoons is leaking.
Where are we? Where's Dick?
Here I am, Ace.
Oh, he's injured, Monsieur Williams. Lift up your arm so I can strap on this life belt. There you are.
Here's a preserver for you, Lieutenant.
There's water coming into the cabin. I can feel it.
Pull out everything that's loose, Dick.
All right, but you better get Ace out of here. The plane's going to tip over.
I can take care of myself, Lieutenant. It's a lucky thing this cabin door isn't on the low side.
Don't throw out our wrench, Dick. We'll need it to drop the motel.
The water's getting deeper on this side. We'd better get out of the cabin.
Dick, you go first. Climb up on the high wing. Take the wrench with you.
Yeah, but...
Go on, Dick. We'll be right behind you.
Grab onto the wing, boy.
He's making it all right.
I'm all right. Come on.
You go next, Lieutenant.
I can almost reach the guy wire from here.
Hey, there's something in the water. It's a boat.
A boat? Can you see it, Lieutenant?
Not yet. Wait until I get up there next to Dick.
He must have seen us fall. It's coming our way.
He's right. It's coming toward us.
Good.
I'll be with you in a second.
Be careful, Ace.
Yeah. All right. I got a good grip now. There. Where's the speedboat?
back over the tail of our seaplane. See it?
Yes. It's not far away either.
Oh, the wing is tipping.
Hold on there. Get steady again.
One of our pontoons is gone. We better drop the motor.
Hand me a wrench, Dick.
Here. Want me to tear up my shirt and make a bandage for your head?
No, don't tear it, Dick. Take it off and wave it at the bolt while Lieutenant Dibney and I fancy the motor.
Here are the bolts along the cowl.
Hold my left arm, Lieutenant, so I can lean over and get at the bolt.
I have you. Can you do it with one hand?
Yeah, I think so. There. One bolt's off.
You see my shirt, eh? The waving jacket.
Good. Keep it up. This bolt seems to be stuck.
It's moving. There, you've loosened it.
They're waving a purple flag. It's that speedboat.
It is a speedboat. I can see it from here.
Well, how far away is it?
Only about 200 yards now.
Oh, there goes the last boat.
Now hit the top of the motor block with your wrench. It ought to knock it loose.
All right. Went right out through the bottom.
You could feel the flame rise when all that weight went into the water.
The speedboat stopped, eh?
Well, let's get up on the wing with Dick.
They're lowering a small lifeboat.
It is a small one. Only three men in the crew.
The two men at the oars look like Arabs.
Yeah. Algerian.
Listen. The man with the megaphone is calling something at us.
Throw away your life belt. We haven't much room in this dinghy.
He said throw away our life belt. They haven't much room in the small boat.
I can get mine off easily.
I'll throw it in the water like I'm doing with mine.
They're stopping about 20 feet away. They don't dare come close down this rough water.
Wait a minute. That fellow's calling something again.
We'll have to take you off one at a time. Swim. Over here, someone.
All right. You go first, Dick. He can get us on the next trip.
No, I'll stay here with you. You go first, Lieutenant.
I might as well. It's only a matter of a few minutes.
He should have taken off that heavy flying suit. He's having trouble.
Oh, no. He's all right. See? Just a few more strokes now. There. He's alongside their boat.
Boy, look at them pull him in.
Yeah, they're starting over toward the speedboat now. They'll be back after us in a few minutes.
What did Lieutenant Demney call those dark-skinned sailors?
Algerians. Oh, there. Hold on, Dick. Wing's tipping again.
Waves are washing clear over the cabin. This plane won't stay afloat much longer.
Look, Dick. They're taking Lieutenant Demney aboard the speedboat.
Well, why are they holding his arms?
Why, say, he's struggling to get free.
It's a fight, Ace.
They're shoving Demney down the hatch.
What does it mean, Ace?
Well, I don't know, but look. Look what they're doing now.
Taking up the small lifeboat. Why, aren't they coming back after us?
Oh, there, speedboat. Complete your rescue.
They don't seem to hear you. Our life belts are gone, too.
Well, they hurt me, all right. They're deliberately leaving us here to drown.
Hey, you big Algerian. Come back and get us. Oh, we're tipping again.
Grab the wing brace, Dick.
We're sinking, Ace.
Both pontoons are gone now. We'll have to jump, Dick. We don't want to be caught in the suction when this wing goes under the water. Jump.